I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. First Lady Michelle Obama is catching heat from some black designers over her inauguration fashion choices. It's the latest topic catching attention on our blog, News and Views, and Jeffrey Bennett is here to tell us about it. Jeffrey is the digital producer for News and Notes. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, Tony.
So the honeymoon, fashion-wise, let's say, is over for Michelle Obama. Tell us about the criticism that she's getting and the response on our blog.
Well, the co-founder of a group called the Black Artist Association said in an interview with Women's Wear Daily that Michelle Obama was wrong for not choosing to wear designs by black designers. And she says, quote, "It's fine and good if you want to be all kumbaya and we are the world by representing all different countries. It's one thing to look at the world without color, but she had 7 slots to wear designer clothes. Why wasn't she wearing the clothes of a black designer? That was our moment," end quote. And Tammy Woodward, one of our News and Notes listeners, said, "Mrs. Obama looked wonderful, and I personally never cared who made them. Honestly, don't the Obamas have more than enough to worry about besides the ethnicity of clothing designers?" And Leslie Sarag wrote this, "The Obama presidency is in many ways a culmination of the civil rights struggles of the 60s, in which blacks and whites, Jews and Christians, young and old participated. I like it that the Obamas are not narrowing that field, but rather broadening it."
People are definitely having their opinions, aren't they? Monday's Bloggers Roundtable is getting some attention online as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, more on the issue of Obama. You can't get enough of the Obamas around here, apparently. It was a conversation about a study that purported to show President Obama's presence in the White House having a positive effect on black students' achievement and academic achievement. And blogger Chris Rabb of AfroNetizen said this.
"I previously had promoted learning and books and like veteran teachers to teach our children. But now I think if they see a black president, we don't need to invest in education anymore. They can just have a poster of a black person in the classroom, and that probably will, resolve the whole educational disparities in our country. It's fascinating."
So in response on our website, Beth Martinez, one of our listeners, wrote, "Chris Rabb from AfroNetizen is the voice of reason on this bogus study result. The key to academic success is hard work and parental involvement." And Jerry Blackwell says, "It's not enough to look at Obama's skin color and features and say, because I can see some black African features, I too can do what he did."
Well, on our show, we've also been warning our listeners about the coming digital television conversion. There's been some action on that just today.
There has. It appears as if the delay that the Obama administration wanted will not happen. The switch from analog to digital TV takes place on February 17th. So anyone who has a TV that uses an antenna or rabbit ears or whatever to get a signal runs the risk of going dark if they hadn't by now purchased a converter box. And the reason for that delay was because the reason the Obama administration wanted the delay was because the government fund that was distributing vouchers to offset the cost of those boxes has run out of money.
God, it's a mess, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's confusing. Well, I have both, actually, at my house, satellite and rabbit ears. So I have to get that box to get my rabbit ear TV to work.
So the ESPN will not be going dark.
No, it will not. Thank you very much, Jeffrey. Jeffrey Bennett is the digital producer for News and Notes. He joined me here in the studios of NPR West.